USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Canadian protest over vaccine mandates has once again closed a major bridge, and supply chain problems are disrupting production at some major car manufacturers in Canada and the U.S. The vaccine mandate protest has closed border crossings in three provinces, bordering Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. In Detroit, the Ambassador Bridge remains closed for a fourth day. That cuts off a major portion of trade between the two countries. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer demanded the Canadian government open the bridge back up.
But they got to clear the path so that commerce can flow, or a lot of people are going to be unemployed.
GM, Ford, and Toyota are just a few of the automakers that are forced to slow production at several plants due to a lack of parts from the logjam. This is USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
A big jump in the annual inflation rate is being felt by consumers, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982, when inflation hit 7.6%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate has followed the House in passing a measure that would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
For decades, arbitration clauses have been routinely tucked into the fine print of employment contracts. Today, they impact about 60 million Americans, and many people may not even realize such clauses affect them until it is too late.
The bill now heads to President Biden for him to sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
During a trip to Virginia, President Biden stopped and talked with NBC's Lester Holt. One of the topics was about the possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
What are your plans toward American citizens who are in Ukraine and might be there during an invasion? What scenarios would you put American troops to rescue and get Americans out?
There's not. That's a world war. When Americans and Russians start shooting at one another, we're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
Not even on behalf of simply evacuating Americans?
No. How do you do that? How do you even find them? This is not like I'm hoping that if, in fact, he's foolish enough to go in, he's smart enough not to, in fact, do anything that would negatively impact on American citizens.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
You've told him that you know, Americans would be a line that they can't cross?
Well, I didn't have to tell him that. I've spoken about that. He knows that. And, you know, it's a little bit... look, that's why what I've asked is American citizens... should leave now. We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly.
Tesla is recalling nearly 579,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the boombox function can obscure audible warnings for pedestrians. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.